Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Jason is a really smart guy. And I was asking him, I was talking about the book, and I was saying that I was on the tractor yesterday, my old 1974 Ford tractor, riding around in the field, spreading manure with the chain harrow. And I asked him what his thoughts were, the ratio. I was taking lots of pictures, probably 100 pictures or more yesterday. You know, how the three-point hitch works, how the drawbar works, how I write on the oil filter with a Sharpie marker the month and the year and the type of oil I used and whether it was before doing the hay or after doing the hay, those kinds of things. And so I was taking pictures of that, and I asked him if what he thought. More pictures or more words? You know, the ratio of pictures to words in the book that I'm working on. And he thought more words, and I said, that's because you're smart. Yeah. Everett all said, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you this morning?
I feel so good. I feel like I've been renewed and, you know, rejuvenated, rebuilt, remanufactured, updated, whatever. My software has been reflashed. Whatever it is, I feel like that. And it's a great feeling. And how about you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Okay, great. So I had I taught a little lesson this morning in the kitchen. I was talking to our son, and this is something that I don't think they teach mechanics. And I just, you know, did a little refresher. So he mentioned to me that he was working on a car, and it had a dead battery. It was a relatively new battery, 1 year old, but it was flat dead. It had zero charge. And he said, you know, it took a long time, hours and hours and hours to charge that. And he said it was charging the charger was charging at about 40%, 40%. And there's like an LED graph on the charger to tell you the rate of charge. So it can charge at 10 amperes per hour. And it was charging at about 40%. So I just did a little equation with him. And I said, so let's look at it this way. And so I have an example that I'd like to teach the class. So if you look at an automotive battery, you know, the one that's in your car or light pickup truck, and it's flat, zero charge, but it's not destroyed. The battery will come, if the battery's not damaged by freezing, and if it will come back to life, how long will it take it to come back to, you know, full charge from zero charge? Well, here's an example. So you look on the label on the top of the battery, and let's say, now there are different ratings. It might be 80 ampere hours. It might be 100. So the number's somewhere around there. So let's, for ease of visualization on the radio, we'll say the battery, when it's new, fully charged, would have the capacity of 100 ampere hours. Okay, that's the rating. That's how much storage it has. Now, if you're charging a battery, and let's say your battery charger can, let's say it's a 10 ampere hour battery charger, or can charge at the rate of 10 amps, how long will it take to charge that? Well, if you look at if it has a meter or a display, and it says it's charging at the rate of 5 amperes, and the battery capacity is 100 amperes, you simply divide the charge rate into the battery capacity. So you say, okay, 100 amp battery divided by 5 amp charge rate equals 20. So it'll take 20 hours to charge a completely dead battery at 5 amps. Simple as that, right? So what if you have a little tiny charger, one of those trickle chargers, and it only charges at 1 amp? How long would it take to charge that 100 amp battery that's dead? 100 hours. That's 4 days. So what I'm trying to explain is battery chargers don't instantly charge a battery, a car battery. It takes quite a while. And it could take 20 hours. It could take 40 hours, depending on the charge capacity of the charger and the battery's willingness to accept a charge. So I just wanted to share with that class that little bit of arithmetic. So if you put the battery charger on, you know, in the afternoon, and you think it's going to be charged in 2 hours, the answer is it's probably not going to be charged in 2 hours if it's, you know, completely discharged. Kathy, any questions or comments about that?
Ben, what kinds of things would you recommend keeping a trickle charge on? I know out in our barn we're actually storing a couple of vehicles for people, my husband keeps a trickle charge on those, plus I believe he does it on some of his other equipment. So what would you recommend people have that charge on, whether it's, I don't know if you would do it like for your tractors or things that the battery might go dead?
Okay, so we have the same thing. We try to keep our tractors in the barn, and we try to keep our vehicles in the barn. So our barn has a concrete floor. So it's not a barn that you see from, let's say, the 1800s that you can, you know, stand in the front of it and see right through the back, you know, through the barn and out the back of it, because it's all beat up. I mean, it's closed in. So there's not a lot of moisture that gets into the barn. So we keep our vehicles in there, and we keep the barn doors closed. So the idea is to protect the vehicles from temperature extremes, the sun, wind, dust, etc. And so we store equipment in there, and it can be like a four-wheeler with a battery, small battery. It could be a car. It could be a truck. It could be a tractor. And we're talking about the 12-volt automotive-type batteries. What I've done is I like Xantrex, X-A-N-T-R-E-X, that particular brand of battery charger. And they come without a power cord. And they come without the cable to attach it to the battery. And they come without the battery clamps. So what I do is I take a 50-foot extension cord, one of those orange cords that used to be able to buy for $10 at the Chinese factory outlet, and I cut the ends off. I cut the ends off so I can reuse them. I leave them long enough. I leave about a foot of orange cable on the, you know, the plug end and the receptacle end, so I can reuse them if I want to. And then I attach battery cable clamps to one end, and I attach the other end to the battery charger. So now I have a 50-foot cord to reach the vehicles. I mount the battery charger on the wall so that air can flow in the direction that it normally cools. So if the air will just keep the battery charger cool because it gets warm, and the battery charger will last longer if I do that. And then I just drag that 50-foot cable from battery to battery to battery, and I change it every day. So let's say I have 10 batteries in the barn in equipment. I'll start at one end, and I'll drag that cable, hook it up to the, let's say, the tractor number one, and I'll look at the meter or the LED bar graph, and I'll see that, okay, it's charging at, let's say, 10%. And then by the end of the day or tomorrow, I've topped it off, and it's charging at zero. So I take those clamps off and go to the next vehicle. So which ones do I charge? All of them, Kathy. Because I know that if a battery is discharged it will freeze at a higher temperature than if it's fully charged. If it's fully charged under normal circumstances, the weather conditions will not get cold enough anywhere in the continental United States to freeze and destroy a car battery or truck battery, a lead acid battery, if it's charged. So now some of these vehicles have computer security systems, and they're really, even though the key is off, they're not off. They're always drawing some amount of current. So over time, let's say 2 weeks, those batteries probably wouldn't even start the car anymore if I didn't top them off every day. So I just go from vehicle or tractor to tractor to tractor to tractor, and I keep them charged. But I've never seen anyone else have an extension cord, one of those orange extension cords, on the battery side of a charger. So I have a 6-foot cord on the AC side where I plug it into the wall, and a real long cable on the battery side. And it's convenient for me. It works great. And we haven't lost any batteries as a result of keeping them charged. Any questions about that?
No, you explained it very well, and I know you put a lot of thought in that. And like you said, if you maintain what you have, it's going to last you a lot longer. And you know, it was just good advice about the battery will freeze, and you don't want that.
Yeah. So, just to double check myself, I called the factory that manufactured the battery charger. And I said, here's what I'd like to do. And I talked to one of their engineers, and he said, no way. It will not work. No way. No way. You'll have too much voltage loss in a 50-foot cable or extension cord. Well, what I did was there's three wires in an extension cord. One of those orange. And these are those common orange ones. And the gauge that I use is the 16 gauge. So the thinnest would be an 18 gauge. Really, that's probably okay for Christmas lights, but really not heavy enough for most applications. 18 gauge is the wire thickness of a lamp. Twin parallel brown, white, black wire that comes with a lamp. That's 18 gauge. That's okay for a 100 watt light bulb, but it's really not enough for what we're trying to do with charging batteries. So I use the next thickest or thicker wire size, which is 16 gauge. And as the wire gauge goes lower in number, the wire gets thicker. So the next one thicker than that would be 14 gauge, and thicker than that would be 12 gauge, and thicker than that's 10 gauge. But as the thickness of the wire gets larger, the price of the extension cord goes up dramatically. So the sweet spot is the 16 gauge extension cord. And 50 feet seems to work fine. 100 feet, I think I'd have too much voltage loss at 100 feet. So with the 16 gauge, it works fine. And he told me that it wouldn't work. I'd have too much voltage loss. But that's not the case. It works just fine. So if you have a 12-volt battery, it really is going to, if you put a voltmeter on it, you'd probably find out that it's about 13.4 volts. It's not 12 volts, about 13.4. So your battery charger needs to be higher than that, maybe 13.6 or 14 volts or 14.2 volts, because you want the current to go from the charger to the battery, not the other way. So it goes from higher voltage to lower voltage. So that system that I have works just great. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So to flesh this out a little bit more, that extension cord, that orange extension cord, has three wires in it. One of them is white, one of them is black, and the other is green. Green is for ground. What I do, and this is different from the AC color scheme, because this is a direct current, this is the battery side of the battery charger, what I do is I take the white wire and I attach that to one of the cable clamps, that the red one. Okay, so that I use the white wire for positive. Now, I have two wires left over. Now, why waste one of those wires for carrying current? So what I do is I take the black wire and the green wire, and I tie them together and solder them to the cable clamp. So I use the white wire for plus and the black and green wire for minus. That gives me double the current carrying capacity on the minus side. And I only did it because I have to pick a color for positive, and I have to pick a color or two colors for negative. And I just picked, since green stands for ground, that kind of sounds like the ground, sounds like the negative on a car. I use the green and the black for the negative and the white for the positive. Now, at the cable clamp side, you know, the battery clamp side, if you think about it, what typically happens with a battery charger, the manufacturer will take the wire, strip the end, the appropriate length, and crimp the bare wire onto the cable clamp. But it's only crimped onto one side. There's two sides, two jaws of the battery clamp, right? And the connection to get both sides to carry current the side that is does not have the wire crimped on has to rely on the pivot point, which is that little pin that goes and connects the jaws together. So it's a really lousy way of connecting both jaws of the battery clamp. So what I do is I run a jumper wire inside from one side of the battery clamp to the other side, and I attach the wire from the battery charger to one side of the cable clamp with a short jumper, like a 4-inch jumper wire, to the other side of the battery clamp. So I run it where it's you don't see it. It's goes around that pin that's in the middle of the jaws, and it doubles my current carrying capacity of the jaws. And that way, when I put the battery clamp on the terminal, I now have two jaws carrying full current rather than one jaw carrying full current. And that's the problem with most battery jumper cables. Only one side of the clamp is connected to the battery jumper cable. That's why they don't work very well. But it's cheaper and easier and faster to manufacture that way. So what I do is I make sure that I've got a good two-jaw connection for our battery chargers. That's just one other way of looking at how to do it. And I always solder them. And the reason I solder them is soldering makes a way better connection for the long run and the short run than just crimping the cable onto the battery clamp. Kathy, any comments or questions about what I tried to describe?
No, I'm fine. Go ahead, Ben.
Okay. So I like to top off the batteries, make sure that they are ready, because if you top them off, they'll last a lot longer. But if you overcharge them, you'll boil off the electrolyte. So you don't want to overcharge them. And if you have a charger, let's say we have one of those, we'll call it like a service station battery charger. It's got wheels on it, and it has a little handle, and it's got, so it's a box. It's not the kind of thing that's really portable. It's fairly heavy. And it's the old-style battery charger that you would see that has jumping capability. So if you have a vehicle that doesn't have a charge that's strong enough to start a vehicle, you can set this thing to, it's got a, I don't have the solid-state one. I have the one with the knob. I had a choice. I could get, you know, the one with the digital display or the one with the mechanical timer and the mechanical switches. I went for the mechanical, even though they're the same price. So I can turn the dial to 2 amps, 10 amps, 20 amps, 40 amps, 100 amps, or 200 amps for starting a car. Now, it would appear to be logical. Why not just set the charger to 200 amps and have it charge the battery really quickly? Because that charge rate is so great, you can destroy the battery. So you don't want to charge a battery in your vehicle at a high rate if you don't have to. A lower rate is great. So 10 amps or lower is a great rate of charge. But if you want to jump it, you're going to need the 200, but only for a few seconds.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia appears to be stepping up its death and destruction campaign in Ukraine. Over 1 million refugees have now fled the invaded country. Member of Parliament of the United Kingdom, Damian Hines, on Sky News Thursday morning.
These families, mothers, children who have had these extraordinary difficult journeys in the most horrible circumstances. And look, our country is absolutely stepping up to the plate, as other friends and neighbours across Europe are doing, to make sure that in this time of their greatest need, we are there for the Ukrainian people.
The International Paralympic Committee announced Thursday it will block athletes from Russia and Belarus from the Beijing 2022 Paralympic Games due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The games start Friday. The January 6th Select Committee says it has evidence former President Trump may have engaged in criminal acts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is the first time a potential criminal case against Trump has been announced. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
How much financial support is China going to give Russia now that the partial sanctions by Western countries are damaging the Kremlin's economy? Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Newsmax wants all sanctions on Russia included so we can see how the communists will react.
One of the things that we wanted to do, and one of the reasons I have my sense of the Senate resolution on pulling Russia out of SWIFT completely, all transactions, all their institutions, including energy, is because we need to find out how much China is going to back Russia in this endeavor. Are they going to soft land them? Are they going to process their financial transactions? Are they going to become the largest consumer of Russian oil? So being able to gauge that, to kind of put a floor to know how closely aligned they have decided to be in this endeavor to fight the West and the free world and the United States, that is one of the questions we're trying to get, and we're trying to gauge that.
Scientists in Canada have reported they found a potential human case of COVID-19 that can be traced back to a strain of virus found in deer, indicating that deer-to-human transmission has occurred. The evidence, which has yet to be peer-reviewed, was recently posted by the scholarly record BioArchive. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
All right, we're back. Kathy's with us. And we've got Greg on hold. Give me just a second. I'm bringing up the stack. Greg, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, we're talking about battery charging, and those of you who are, you know, and want to have a battery bank, or, you know, are thinking about off-grid, I've got a neat little trick. There's a little pamphlet called Alternator Secrets. If you look it up on the internet, you can find it. It's just a few dollars. And in that, it tells you how to take an alternator and to bypass the alternator portion and turn it into a generator. Of course, it's unregulated. But what I've done is I've taken, I have a very large battery bank. I think I have probably 45 batteries on, or 46 batteries on it right now. And what I've done is I've taken a Lee Neville alternator, which is off a semi-truck. This one is actually off of a specialized bus, so it puts out 270 amps. Now, the nice thing about this for charging batteries is it regulates and maintains the batteries at what they should be charged at. However, every once in a while I like to do what's called balance my bank. If I have a weak spot, what it does is I do the bypass, and I've got a little switch. So I can flip that switch, and it'll put out over 100 volts DC. Of course, you're not going to see it in the batteries until you watch the voltage go up to like 14 and a half to 15 volts, and do that for a few hours. My battery bank is equalized, and then I can go ahead and flip the switch back or just turn it off. But if you're doing it just for a small battery bank, you might want to use an automobile or a pickup truck alternator that you can do what I did, and that is hook it to a small engine, a little gasoline engine with a double pulley belt on it. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, that particular alternator that you're talking about is a real heavy duty one, and it's spelled LEECE-NEVILLE. And it's also associated with the Prestolite company, which manufactured alternators. The one in my old AMX, 1968 AMX, is a Prestolite. So it's an old company. They manufacture top quality products. And yes, you can take an alternator, attach it to a horizontal shaft, single cylinder or multiple cylinder gasoline engine, powered engine, and generate current. There's no question about it. Alternators are extremely efficient. They work really well. They're tried and they're true, and they can take weather extremes, like they can get splashed on as you drive down the road. The alternator may be mounted at a low point under the hood, and it may get, or a high point or a midpoint, it can get rain and sleet and snow, and they're really, really rugged devices. So yes, you can generate electricity. And if you leave the diodes in, there's a full bridge rectifier, four diodes and an alternator, and you will get regulated roughly 14 volts DC, which will charge a 12-volt battery just nicely. So, yeah, that works. And if you take out the regulator, you can increase the voltage, exactly what you said.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, you know, cheap way of doing it. Now, I've put this up against a friend of mine who's living out there in my guest house. His big old Kubota, you know, 15-kilowatt generator using the AC through my charge controller, and it doesn't work nearly as good as this little small-engine gasoline, and it uses a lot less fuel. So if you really want a generator for your the backup battery. Thank you. This is the way to go, because it's you're not having to convert from 110 AC down to DC voltage. It's just direct current you're dealing with. So there's no loss in. Yeah,
oh, very good.
Loss in. Yeah. So I'll go ahead and leave you with that. Hopefully, you know, the class has their pencil out, but Alternator Secrets tells you how to manipulate an alternator, and you can even make an AC generator out of, generate AC.
Very good, Greg. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
That was Greg Lesher, USA Preparedness Instructor. You'll hear him tomorrow, and we'll be talking about preparedness tips, instantaneous preparedness tips that you should probably consider because of what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. It's getting worse and worse and worse by the second. It's pretty serious. Beyond pretty serious, it's extremely serious. Kathy, do you have any comments on what we've discussed, or do you want to move to your topics?
Vince, we can do that, or I know you had some things you wanted to talk about that you had on your tractor therapy, so go ahead, and I'll just get to mine a little later.
Okay, so I was on the tractor yesterday spreading manure, and I had this camera in my pocket, and I was taking pictures like crazy, before pictures, during pictures, after pictures, you know, what it's like spreading the manure, how the fields look before, how they look after, why it all makes sense. And one of the things that was kind of stuck in my mind is what's happening at the checkout register or the checkout screen. We've mentioned this in the past that prices are changing very quickly. And you absolutely, positively have to pay attention to the prices. And I'm going to give you two examples that have happened to me recently. So I was able to find dog food at Sam's Club. And I was able to buy 10 bags of dog food. Put that in my cart, checked out. And the price per bag, it was on sale with instant savings, whatever that means. That's Sam's nomenclature for taking a reduction in price. So it was $4 off per bag. And it said $18.98 per bag. Now, simple arithmetic tells you 10 bags at $18.98 per bag is $198.80 for 10 bags. It's real simple. The checkout without tax. Now, we have a farm, and because we're raising dogs, the dog food is tax exempt. So the bill should have been $189.80, but it wasn't. It was $213.88. Now, why is that? Why is that? Well, because they only gave the instant savings on some of the bags, not all of the bags, but nowhere did it say there was a limit on instant savings. So I'm thinking it's $18.98 a bag, and it's not. The overcharge was $24. Now, if I didn't catch it, Sam's would have unfairly, in my opinion, gained an additional 13% on the purchase. You have to watch everything very carefully, all transactions. So, of course, naturally, I call Sam's Club and I talk to them about it, and I get to run around, and I have to send them a picture of their screen. They can't even see their own screen, because they're in the Philippines. They can't go to samsclub.com with the item number and see where it says $18.98. So I have to send it to them. So they say they're going to send me an email, and I attach the picture to the email, but I don't get the email. So we're into this for about 4 calls now. I thought I had it solved. I don't have it solved. So what is my last resort? My last resort is I go to the credit card company that I use to pay for this purchase online. Okay, online purchase, curbside pickup. They just put it in the back of the pickup truck. Well, what's called a dispute. So I've got the screenshots from when the transaction happened. I've got the screenshots of the overcharge, and I'm going to get the $24 back. I'm going to do whatever it takes, as long as it takes. They're not getting away with it. Now, that's Sam's Club. That's where you pay to be a member. You pay for the privilege of buying stuff from them. And they are, in my opinion, maybe their lawyers are going to call me, they are deceptive. There's no mention to any limit of instant savings that I saw. It's on the screenshots. So that's one thing. Now, another, recently, we picked up some nuts and bolts and washers. And if you go to like a tractor supply type company, they have them in bins. So like the 3/8 nuts are all in one bin. Then the next bin might be 5/16 nuts. The next one might be 1/4 inch. Next one. So they have the different sizes. And some of the times they've got the right sizes in the right bins. And there's a price that says per pound. So you're not buying them prepackaged with 2 nuts or 4 nuts in a little plastic package. You're buying them loose. And they've got a bag there, and they've got a scale so you can figure out how much you're buying. And so one of the signs said $3.49 for grade 5 nuts and bolts. $3.49. It rang up at the register at $3.99. They had another set of hex nuts and washers that were $4.99. They rang up at $5.99. They had another set of grade 2, which is a less strong grade, common grade of nuts and bolts and washers, that was listed on the shelf at $2.49. They rang up at $2.99. So every single price for the nuts, bolts, and washers read lower on the store shelf than it rang up. So I called them up and I said, so what do we do? And they said, well, bring your receipt in and we'll give you a refund when you come in. That's a 50-mile round trip to do that. So everywhere, you need to be vigilant and check the prices everywhere. And with this COVID thing, I don't want to talk to people. I want to stand away from them. You know, I went into the store for the first time in a very long time with our son, made sure I asked him when nobody's in there, that kind of thing. And I was suited up for it, had the hydrogen peroxide spray, the gloves, all that stuff. And I wanted to get out right away. And unfortunately, I was overcharged. And it happens like too often. If you, the curb pickup, the items are ripped, the bags are ripped, the boxes are crushed, the prices are wrong, like 100% of the time. 100% of the time something's wrong with each order. We'll be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, what we're finding out is that the packaging, when items are shipped to us from the big box stores, the packing is substandard, it's inadequate, and the contents are damaged. We bought some flour at Sam's Club for pickup, and they put it in the back of the vehicle, and it was ripped. The bag was ripped open. We didn't do it. They did it. So it's another problem. It's never ending. The carelessness, the recklessness, the lack of protecting another person's property. Once you pay for it, it's yours. So when you buy it online and you pay for it, even though you haven't seen it, even though it hasn't come off the store shelf, it's yours. And it's incumbent upon them. It's their responsibility to pack it and make sure that it is it's worthy of being shipped without damage. But that doesn't happen very often. Kathy?
This I agree. I find it all the time, and I've gotten to the point where I either take like a 5x7 notepad, or sometimes if I have cardstock, it's a little heavier, it's easier, it doesn't get all crumpled up when I'm going through my list, but I write the price down on next to, when I purchase it now, I write it down, and if it's a clearance thing, and unfortunately, if you do have a cell phone, you can take a picture of the sign, because sometimes if they know, like if you show them, like, oh, this is marked down, you know, $10 or something, and it comes up wrong, a lot of times they'll just go ahead and correct it without having to send somebody back. But what I try to do is I try to look at the items as they're being scanned, or and if I catch it, I tell her right away. One of the cashiers at the store told me that if you tell them, let's say something was supposed to be $2.19 and it rings up $2.99, she told me that they have a $5 range they can go up to if a customer says that's the wrong price. Now, it was just the one store. I don't know if all stores are like that, I do know some of the cashiers that know me, that I've gone, you know, they've been there a while. If I tell them something, they know me, and they'll just automatically correct it. But I write the price down, and I look at it, and I check my receipt before I leave the store. That way, I had something I missed the other day. It was only a couple dollars, but they charged me twice for it, and I didn't see it. I didn't catch because I looked at the prices, and yep, that was the wrong price, but I didn't look over to see they charged me twice. But I had an incident where you were talking about trying to get things right. We had a product that we were trying to get either a replacement part, and I was going to try to fix it for my husband myself. And I called four times. Either they sent me the wrong replacement part, which was, they were just small, but that's what I needed to make this thing work. Finally, I got another lady. It was my fifth call. I thought, well, I'm going to try a couple more times. And the lady said, they should have replaced this from the very beginning. You should have never had to say, oh, send me a replacement part. She said, that's part of our guarantee. But I think it's people that really don't know what they're doing. And there was times I never got a phone call back. So I would say that, you know, it's on eBay and it's everywhere. It's at the grocery store. But if you have, like, if you have a flyer from their store or an ad, or, you know, you see it online and you're in the store, like, say, if you were at Menards, Vince or something, and there was a price on something, a lot of times, it's just a matter of showing them, but you have to catch it. And unfortunately for me, it's easier to order online. But a lot of times I order stuff online, unless it's something I know something about. I'm disappointed when I look at it and go, oh, that's really not what I wanted, or it doesn't look like the quality I wanted. So I think they got you both ways, Ben.
So there was a side view mirror that was ordered for a vehicle in the shop, our shop. And it's made in China. And the side view mirror comes in a box. The box goes on the shelf at the store. So it's not a shipping box. It's just a showroom kind of a box. Well, the mirror was shipped to us in the display box, you know, the one that you'd see on the store shelf. And the mirror arrived shattered. The box was damaged, banged up, and the mirror was shattered. All the seller on the internet did was put some tape on it, put a label on it, and ship it out. And so naturally, I sent an email and I said, okay, the mirror arrived, the box is damaged, and the glass is shattered. What would you like to do? And the response was, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll pack the next one better, and we're going to ship you a new one tomorrow. That kind of thing. So you really need to jump on it, and if you buy something, you got to check it right away. Because they'll say, if you wait 31 days, they'll say, why didn't, it's your fault. It's your fault that it's broken. It's your fault that you didn't check it. Actually, it's not your fault. It's just that you didn't check it within the 30 days. Make sure you check it right away, everything that you buy. So this is a buyer beware and a warning to be vigilant. Kathy and I'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.